Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegan.
Yes, I am, Chuck.
Don, want to remind folks, calendars are for sale for the NRA.
Yes.
Great Christmas gift. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, I have a special announcement next week. Last year was the first year for the Varsity Foundation Sports Bash. And all the proceeds go to area youth programs.
So oh, that's neat.
Several different youth programs got to benefit from it, one of which was PAL and several ball teams and different youth league stuff. So there's going to be some opportunity for that. But we do have a date. It is February 3rd at the Musqueam County Fairgrounds. And I'll be talking to some of these archery programs and letting them know how they can raise some money with that too. But if you are into sports and autographed items, this is the place to go.
Yeah, I can write on anything.
You can, no, Don, no, no.
No, not us?
Not us.
Not you?
Not our autograph stuff. Remember the thing at the mall where we decided to sell autograph hats and people, you know, we lost
and
about.
And we had to pay people to take them.
Yeah, we lost $300 and that was not, we're not ever doing that one again. But anyways.
I thought it'd catch on, but it didn't.
Yeah, that event is February 3rd of 2018 and tickets will go on sale on Black Friday. So we'll talk more about that next week. Also, it's that time of year. It's at that time of the show. The most anticipated information people look for every week worldwide is the tip of the week.
You're good.
I try.
If you plan on hunting with a muzzleloader, here's a tip for you. The damp and rainy weather can cause your percussion cap or pan to become damp and the powder may not ignite properly. Before leaving to go hunt, wrap the nipple or the pan area with plastic wrap, but do it when the gun is outside at the outside temperature to avoid condensation. The hammer will penetrate the plastic on the percussion cap and the muzzleloader and setting off the charge, and it will keep the pan dry so you can put in the dry powder on the flintlock. So gotcha. That's your tip of the week.
And I'm sure there was something great that happened on this day in history.
Well, actually, there was. In 1776, Benjamin Franklin took sides against his friend in the on the British side. 1851, Moby Dick is published. 1882, Franklin Leslie kills Billy the Kid Claiborne. 1914, the Ottoman Empire declares a holy war. 1940, Germany bombs Coventry. 1941, Cary Grant stars in Hitchcock's Suspicion. 1951, U.S. gives military aid and economic aid, military and economic aid to the communist Yugoslavia. 1959, Kennedy publishes an article on TV and American politics. 1967, we have a Marine general killed in Vietnam when his helicopter was shot down, the highest-ranking person killed in Vietnam. 1967, in 1965, a major battle erupts in the I Trang Valley. 1969, Apollo 12 lifts off. 1970, plane crash devastates Marshall University. You remember that movie?
I remember that.
We Are Marshall. 1972, Nixon promises, too, that the U.S. will continue to support South Vietnam, which they didn't. 1982, Lech Walesa is released from jail. 1985, a volcano erupts in Colombia and burns nearby towns. And in 2006, the last day for Texas's celebrated drive-in pig stands, something that you might find interesting there. Went bankrupt.
Hey, we're going to try and take a caller here. Who do we have on the line with us? Let me, I got one more button to push. There we go. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello.
Hey, it's Doc again.
Yeah, well, this phone isn't working. I can't hear you, and I hope I didn't foul up your show.
You did not. You did great.
But I appreciate you taking the call. Like I said, this archery thing is unbelievable.
It sure is.
The amount that's in it. I was there before it started. I'm still there. We've been to state. We've been to the national. and the amount of kids involved in this is spectacular.
It is amazing.
If you don't believe in shooting something, at least the archery is good for the kids. It keeps them off, gives them something to do that's beneficial to their future. And when you go to the Nationals in Kentucky and all, you cannot believe the thousands and thousands of young people involved in it. And I think it's an excellent program, and thank you for putting on what you did.
We appreciate it, Doc, and we appreciate all you do. You know, it is a program that's got a lot of kids involved, and that's what's important to us. A lot of times, Don and I try and get across to folks that the more youth we can get involved, the better opportunity we're going to have to see some of this heritage live on.
Well, I've got 9 grandkids, and I think all of them have been involved now or at some time. So thank you very much for your show.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Doc.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hey, Nate, now it's time we're going to do that special thing that I was telling you about before the thing. Your mom will not be mad at you, but now you get to say the F word. You remember what we told you it was? Tell them what it is.
Fishing.
It's the fishing report.
There you go.
There we go. So I do have a little bit of a fishing report for you. Looks like down in Morgan in Athens County, anglers at Burr Oak are catching bluegills in good fair numbers. They're still hitting on some what I call the weapon, night crawlers, wax worms, fishing under a float or a bobber, I guess is the best way to say it. Bluegills are hitting just about any time of the day, and they're starting to see, are still seeing some good crappie activity. Wanted to hit some other local places. Salt Fork right now over in Guernsey County. Channel cats are hitting. Flathead cats are biting. And the best thing that the anglers are seeing them on over there is chicken livers. So
no strawberry dough balls?
No strawberry dough balls.
Okay. And Kathy tells me that out there at Dillon Falls store that the saw guy and the crappie are hitting. If you're from the south, they call them crappy down there for
crappy.
Some reason, but it's crappy. So
it's like I went to a place down south one time and asked for pecans, and they said they didn't have any, but they had plenty of pecans.
Yeah. And she said she's checked in several nice deer. So
awesome. Hey, Don, since you went pheasant hunting last week, my recipe of the week is pheasant with cranberry and honey sauce. So that'll be
I could probably live with that.
You could live with that one. If I added horseradish, you'd be right in, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, I do want to thank the kids for coming in this week and talk to us about archery. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. Sarah's here.
The boss.
The boss is here. Anyways, the recipe of the week will be on the website, and Don's information about the tip of the week.
Absolutely. I checked, and it's actually on there already.
Sarah's on it, dude.
Oh, she is. She is.
She's absolutely on it.
And and we always got to remind people, if they missed it tonight, they can listen Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on AM 1240.
Hey, next week we're going to talk a little bit about some of the great gift ideals. Hint, hint, hint.
There you go, ladies.
Since Black Friday's coming up and that Christmas shopping's got to get done.
Yes.
So we'll feature some new products. There's actually that new one we talked about in archery for the guys that are bow hunting.
That lose arrows.
This will be a great thing for them.
Absolutely.
So it'll be a great hint. So ladies need to listen. Husbands, tell your wives, listen next week and check out the show.
And that actually works for ladies, too,
when they bow hunt. I'm just trying to help the guys out here. I'm a guy. I want my Christmas list to be what I want.
There you go.
I've got enough ties.
I got enough socks.
You got enough socks?
Hey, Aunt Sally, how you doing?
Well, Cooper, Zara, and Kaysen, Pap loves you, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey, join us next week here on the Outdoor Show, Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. Also, if you missed anything, listen to it Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on AM 1240. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.